Simple.
Happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner.
In for the vacationing, J. Anthony Brown this morning is Bill Bellamy.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, yeah. Welcome. Good morning, everybody. Your boy's in the building.
And it's Sherry Shepherd Thursday.
Yes, sir.
And Bill Bellamy and Sherry are in our New York studios. Sherry.
Hey, family. How are you?
Oh, we're good. We're good. Not as good as you.
Oh, but, nice.
Yes. So congratulations, Sherry.
Yes, my name is Sherry Shepherd. Once again, I is free.
Her divorce came through
yesterday. I is free.
Her divorce came through yesterday.
She's been moonwalking all over this studio.
I was like the judge. I was like, just give me back my name.
I want my name back.
Give me back my name, Bill.
I wanted to get you a playlist. You know, let's see. I'm still wearing your name by Ann Nesby. Yes. Cameo, Single Life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usher. Yes, got to get them papers. Got to sign them papers.
Yeah. Boy, she about to be rollerblading in them streets, man. She came in here this morning looking all good. She just came from a workout, sweating and stuff.
I know. I'm about to do a 5K.
Yeah, she's about to do a 5K. You know, her booty is doing a 10K.
Yes.
She got, you know, she doing a little perk. You know how they do the little lunges and stuff. Her body get, because you know when a woman get her freedom, they go right back to their A game, like for real. They doing everything they wasn't doing before. They wearing extra sexy drawers.
Yeah. Get rid of the grandmamas. They
going. The grandmama drawers all going back into the back of the closet. They getting back to the 18.
Victoria's Secret. Here I come.
No secret.
But you know, there was one point in the thing the judge has to ask you to make sure everything's okay. Uh-huh. And she said, you know, was there any hope of reconciliation? And I was all articulate. I was like, no, Your Honor, there's not. And they asked my husband, is there any hope of reconciliation? He was like, hell no, no. And I was like, well, good grief, really?
Good.
Was it that bad?
And now you remember why you're there.
And I remembered. And like, I texted
that's why
I'm everybody.
You sure did text everybody.
I texted and you, like, y'all, like, you and Sybil and Jay, like, 3 a.m. I was so happy.
And it read like a press release or something. It had all the details.
A lot of details.
I told everybody my settlement. I want you, because when you come to ask me for any money, I want you to know I ain't got it, because I got to pay support, but it's okay. I got my freedom.
Wow. You know, you never really hear this way. Usually it's the dude on the other end talking about, man, look, man, I got my child support. I don't have no freedom.
Yeah, that's Jerry's me. One of us now.
That's, yeah, I'm one of y'all.
One of us. She got to pay.
Yeah, I got to pay everything and everybody, but it's all right.
I'm going to buy you some breakfast. Don't trip.
Thank you,
nice.
Bill.
That's nice, Bill.
Thank you.
I understand that she don't have no money no more. So
yeah, they about to garnish all my Tom Joyner checks.
Tom Joyner checks is gone.
They're gone. All the lawyers. Matter of fact, my lawyers are going to start coming with me to work every Thursday. Just to make sure they get their money.
Hey, we need this money real quick.
Well, congratulations, Sherry.
Thank you. Sherry Shepherd. That's my name.
She's smiling from ear to ear,
name.
Boy.
No, she is.
She's so you can hear the teeth.
You can really.
All my teeth are showing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even the implantations, they are showing. Thank you.
Oh, golly. Wow. This is so different, isn't it, Bill? I mean, this is what you, like you said, this is what how you hear a man talk about.
Every time, but see, the funny thing is, every time, like, you know, I go on the radio for whatever reason, somebody going through some stuff with marriage or their kids. I was on the radio in Atlanta, and Luda had just got custody of his daughter, right?
I mean,
and the women were going crazy that Luda would get. You know,
he's a little girl,
and the women was like, he only getting his daughter because he famous. Okay, first of all, the mama should have had a baby. You know, like women get hot, boy. They was hot, but I was like, yo, man. Every now and then, a dude catch a break. Like D Wade caught a break. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he got you know his boys, and then Usher got his boys. I mean, it's very. It's very rare that guys ever get the baby.
Well, now I'm here to show you women that we go through it, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, really? It goes both ways.
I think I'm the first woman in history that this reversed.
So you got custody.
Who?
You.
Me. No custody.
This is the second husband.
I have custody of my son Jeffrey. So you know, with the second one, he has custody.
Yeah.
I am still paying. But that's okay. That's okay.
Do you get visitation?
We're not going to talk about that on the air. Okay. Yeah, that one is like
good girl. That's good girl.
You know. So that, yeah, you still have some cases out there, huh?
Yeah, but you know, the major thing is just like, but I'm just free. Now it's like closure. I can do.
Right.
know that I know that where I'm living, I know what I can do. Yeah. I know I got to go see somebody at the old broke down gal strip club.
Yeah, but Sherry, you in shape though now.
Now, yeah, I got to go to somebody's
strip
club.
She's doing 5Ks and stuff, so the body going to be banging. I'm telling you, she's going to be on the cover of something.
So you're going to go to a strip club? You're going to go to a strip club tonight?
She's going to be at KOD's in Miami.
Tell you. Twerking what little bit I got.
Drake going to be rapping about you, huh?
Yeah, well, cellulite, my girl.
The KOD.
The KOD.
I fell in love with you. Yeah.
When Drake say you old broad, that's what he's going to be talking about. Oh, he messing around with Sherry.
Oh, my goodness, man. Let me tell you, this also, everybody, this is Throwback Thursday on Instagram. And, Tom, you got the best pictures. You have interviewed, took pictures with everybody. I'm always trying to beat you out on my throwback, but you go way back.
What are you talking about? Like what?
I'm saying, like, you got great pictures, Tom. You have interviewed everybody. Like, I'm, like, trying to go back. I'm going back. I go to the 90s. I'm hot. You know, 89, I ain't got nothing. I'm full throttle 90s with my career. I don't have nothing 85, 82. Tom can go 75 on you. He out there with Rufus.
Rufus.
You know, I got Tupac. I got Jodeci. You know, I got Boyz II Men. I got Ski-Lo. You don't even know who that is no more.
No more.
I got Coolio. You don't even know. People don't even know where Coolio live now.
You don't.
Neither does Coolio.
Yeah.
Coolio. Snoop is like one of the guys that came out of that era that somehow maintained his Snoopness the whole way.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's amazing, isn't it? He's crossover.
Yes.
But he's never changed.
And look, nephew, he always, always, always got some weed.
But I don't think it's that he never changed. I think just clear people was like, you know what? He ain't going nowhere. We just got to accept it.
What happened with the Snoop Lion? Was that a summer thing?
Snoop Lion. Yeah.
Oh, you mean the reggae?
It was a Snoop Lion thing that didn't sell.
And then the lion thing didn't work.
Yeah, people didn't work. Yeah, you like you can't Snoop Lion. You can't like start picking up other animals. Snoop Cat, Snoop Lion. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
Snoop.
Go with your brand.
No, stay with your brand, man. Stick it out, ride it out, get high. And his Instagram is actually pretty funny. He's always posting stuff. Sherry, are you going to start posting some fun stuff? Uplifting?
Sherry posts a lot of fun stuff.
A lot of uplifting stuff.
Yeah, you know, she does.
Like,
she's
I'm free uplifting. Like.
Yeah.
People have my money.
Bill Bellamy for the vacation and J. Anthony Brown.
Yay.
And it's Sherry Shepherd Thursday on the TJMS.